Welcome to the Comic Book Haters. In this episode, you're going to hear a little of our listener mail, a little bit of something about the Avengers, some old news for some of us it's brand new news, and we have a little contest for your listening pleasure. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the Comic Book Haters.
Okay. All right, welcome to the Comic Book Haters.
Welcome.
And we are going to, we've got some reader mail.
We did. I'll tell you what, I'll be honest, I'm not going to be cynical here. I was very happy to hear that somebody's listening to the podcast.
Yeah, so was I. It was great news. And I'm going to celebrate by drinking a little Applejack.
Nostrovia.
Would you like to join me?
No.
No? No Applejack for you? Okay.
It was enjoyable though, wasn't it?
Oh God, no. Okay, so you want to read our first email on the air?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
This gentleman has emailed us, and I do appreciate the email because we want to know that people are listening.
Yeah.
It's laudatory. He does compliment us.
He does. He does.
So I give him props for that. And this is from a gentleman named Rick.
Okay. Right? Okay, so this is from Rick. Would you like to read it?
I'll read it.
Okay.
Guys, I was absolutely blown away with your first two shows. I swore off comic book pod shows a while back. They all sucked. I agree with that.
Wait, how many have you read?
I've just seen the titles.
No, you haven't? What titles have you seen?
I saw some about, I don't remember the names.
Okay.
When I was putting this one up, I saw all the other comic
books. Your story holds up.
Okay. I enjoy podcasts, and I enjoy reading comics. Came to the conclusion that the two interests would never intertwine. Some of them have been so bad that they were even a little entertaining because of it.
Oh, I know what he's talking about.
I'll bet.
The guy that gave away the...
Oh, well, let's not say that now.
Okay.
Okay. Then I stumbled upon your show, meaning our show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was very complimentary, and I like that.
Okay.
Was laughing my ass off during both podcasts, not just a little, but a lot. I cannot wait to hear more. It's a really good Formula One guy that knows comics. It's you. You know the comics.
I'm the one that knows comics.
You do know them.
I know some.
And the other guy doesn't know a thing about them. I really don't.
Oh, I thought that was me,
no,
too.
That's also, no, that's me.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah, and I really don't. I know very little. I mean, I read some.
You don't know too much about comics.
I've read some, but that's about it.
Okay.
This helps make the show funny to anyone. Well, I like to think so. That's why we're doing this.
Yeah.
Even if they didn't read comics, you don't have to be into comics to enjoy the show.
And might it go further to say, even if you are into comics, you won't enjoy the show?
Well, that's possible. Yeah.
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 You could be insulted.
You might be. Well, you know what? The people that would be insulted by this show, fuck them.
Well, I'll give you an example of somebody that was insulted, speaking of mail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Some of you may not understand this, but we sent an email. By we, I mean me. I sent an email to Warren Ellis, and I don't know where the fuck is his response.
Well, it's under, I think it's under the Comic Book Haters.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that where I sent it from?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And, well, let me recap the reasoning behind sending him an email. A friend of yours had mentioned if he were trashed in a podcast, he would want to know that fact.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. Sure, you know, let him know, hey, this is what's out there about you. And to be honest, I mean, we're just two guys looking at comic books.
That's all we are. We're the average person buying a comic.
Exactly.
Except for you. You don't buy comics.
I don't buy comics.
No. But if you were a guy buying comics, you'd
be
average.
I'd be the average guy. Absolutely.
So I can't find the email. But I sent Warren Ellis an email. Said, look, we reviewed Desolation Jones, and it wasn't too flattering. But again, as my buddy said, you spend 25 minutes talking about somebody's creative work, whether like it, love it, you know, you'd want to hear it.
Yeah.
Because we said some positive things.
Sure.
I mean, you didn't.
Probably not.
No, you didn't. But I did. And basically, he responded with, "Your friend's a what? Like a your friend is a baby fucker.
Baby fucker. He called useless baby.
A useless baby fucker.
Yeah.
Because fuck you, Warren Ellis.
Yeah. I mean,
fuck
come on.
You.
You know, we were giving him a heads up.
And I tell you what, man, his comics suck.
Well, I'll tell you something else. His whole sense of anything must be a little fucked up because, you know, any press is good press.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it.
Even non-press.
Well, I mean, we're public, at least.
Yeah.
So, we're out there.
Well, you know what? I mean, fuck him. Like, he's
definitely
making a comic where people that buy comics or person.
Yeah.
I buy comics. And I buy Warren Ellis comics. But I'll tell you what, I'm not buying any anymore, except for Planetary. I'm still going to buy Planetary.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I like the artist.
Yeah.
But fuck Warren Ellis,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, because I knew nothing about this guy, I wanted to see a little more about him, went to his website, which was very confusing.
Yeah, he's
very poorly laid out. And I could tell why he's just a writer and not actually a, you know, anything more than that. For
yeah.
No sense of any sort of style on that.
No.
But he's a beardy motherfucker. He's British.
Beardy, did you say?
It looked like
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so busy writing my epics that I can't even fucking shave.
You
try fucking getting up at 5:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
Going to a job.
Yeah, going to a
busting your ass all day, and then coming home.
Spending your hard-earned cash on a piece of shit comic.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Oh, yeah. Pages, and you know what?
Hitler porn.
I replied to his fucking email, right?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, Warren, you know, he said, I've got better things to do. Oh, is your better thing writing your next issue? Let me help you out. Page, did I show you this?
No.
Excuse me. Pages 1-8, fight. Pages 9-15, conspiracy revealed.
Yeah.
You know, pages 16 to end, British bitch smokes cigarette and says, you know, smart ass shit.
Yeah.
The end. To be continued.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Warren.
Yeah, fuck you.
He's a prick.
Yeah, uncalled for.
No. Any other viewer mail? We got some shit from Yahoo.
Yeah. I don't think that really counts as viewer mail. I don't think they really listened.
No.
But, I mean, you know, we're wanting more mail.
Mail's good. The good mail, our boy Rick, that was good. That felt good. Warren Ellis, I can't say it felt bad, because I got no respect for that baby fucker. Fuck you.
Fuck him.
Oh, boy. All right, anything else?
Just email us. Drop us a line. What do you think? What do you think about this whole topic we're talking about?
Let
us know.
What topic?
Well, you know, the fact that we think Warren Ellis is a fucknut.
Yeah.
And maybe some other people probably have different opinions out there about that.
I'll tell you what. Later on in the show, we're going to tell you about a contest. And disregard what we will be saying. And focus on this. Here's the real rule to the contest. If you can prove why Warren Ellis is a prick, we'll send you the contest prize.
Yeah, I like that.
How do you like that?
I do like that.
Okay, so the topic is a funny book review coming up. All right, man, talk real loud. Or you want to come up here?
I'll just talk real loud.
Okay.
See how that works.
All right, due to popular demand, we're going to do a review of Avengers number 500 because of... Well, quite frankly, you wanted to see how the shit blew up, right?
Yeah, I was informed in a previous episode that the Avengers mansion, the Avengers compound, is gone.
Yeah.
As I know it. 500, huh?
Yep.
How many years?
Well, it started around 62, 63,
okay.
Somewhere in that ballpark. And
what year is all this shit happening?
This happened like a year ago.
Oh, really? That
September 2004.
So they're still making Avenger comics.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, surprise! I don't know these fucking things.
Well, it's kind of surprising, you know. So anyway, this is chapter one of Chaos. Chaos Part One. This is a storyline that'll eventually lead into New Avengers.
Oh.
And, you know, you pick up your issue of Avengers, you're all excited, and tragedy's about to strike. You don't know what happens.
Well, it even says, disassembled.
Yeah. And it looks like it's one of those things where you stamp in the letter.
Yeah, like the label maker.
Yeah, like a Brother P-Touch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I guess the Avengers got one of those.
Yeah, well, that's good. I think Iron Man has one in his costume.
Yeah, he can shoot out a brother's penis. Those were my grapes. They were clearly labeled.
Stay out of the Avengers refrigerator.
Yeah. Everybody label your own lunch.
See, Yellow Jacket, he's a hero again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, okay.
So he was, so I...
Look, man, that was a long time ago when he was a villain.
Okay.
All
right. But he's still working with his ex-wife.
That's got to be kind of awkward.
Ooh, very tough.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably thinking about tagging it, you know?
I don't know, man. He's got plenty of options.
Who?
Well, you got...
That green bitch?
She-Hulk.
Come on.
And, do we know Black Panther's not a woman?
Well, I do.
Okay.
I mean, let me put you this way. If Black Panther's a woman, Jesus Christ, I hope the God Pym ain't thinking about fucking her.
Well, hey, I mean, yeah, different walks, different strokes for different folks.
He was once in a comic called Jungle Action.
Well, there you go. I mean, Captain Britain, is that a dude?
Where?
Captain Britain?
I don't know who the fuck that
First
is.
Of all, a terrible ripoff of Captain America.
Well, it's British. What do you expect?
I know. Well, yeah, like Warren Ellis.
Yeah, fuck him.
Fuck him. But it just looks like a chick. But it actually looks more like... It shouldn't be Captain Britain. It should be Captain Def Leppard.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. So nothing's blown up yet. They're just having tea and hearing crumpets.
One of my trivia questions was going to be, what's the Avengers butler's name?
Oh.
You know that?
No.
Oh, shit. I should have used that one. It's Jarvis.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do remember that, actually. I wouldn't have been able to recall that, though.
Mm.
Is Jocasta okay?
No, man. For the 10th time.
Oh, God. Is she here?
Well, to be honest with you, Jocasta, after a while, she was slowing down. They just turned her into a dishwasher.
They did not.
They did.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. That's a horrible shame.
What's that, a zombie?
It looks like, I'm looking at that. It's like a superhero zombie, though. Look at the other side of the face. It's like a mask or makeup or something.
Okay, man, so this is old news for people.
Yeah.
This shit blew up a long time ago.
Okay. Well, it happens pretty quickly.
And this was September 2004, Funny Book Time, which probably means it came out in, like, 2002. You know, they post-date that shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the way Avengers Mansion blows up is an airplane, a Quinjet, one of their own things.
Really? I didn't notice that.
It
doesn't show that.
Yeah, yeah, you find out.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that is so tasteless, don't you think?
That, again, it's exploitive.
Yeah. Everybody's in the rubble. Oh, God.
That is pretty bad.
This is really, really shameless.
What the hell's Wolverine doing there?
That's a commercial for Verb.
It's an ad.
Yeah.
Verb, it's what you do.
Wolverine maims people with his claws.
Maim, it's what you do. Eviscerate, it's what you do.
I used to play Maim a lot.
Yeah. Who's Scott? Oh, sweet Lord, Scott. They're asking for Scott.
Who is Scott?
He must be another
Scott
Avenger.
Lang, Ant-Man.
Oh, Ant-Man. I thought that was Henry Pym.
Scott Lang was the second Ant-Man. Henry Pym is Yellowjacket in this.
Oh.
You know what? Actually, now you think about it, everybody gets in an uprage. That's right, an uprage. Because Hawkeye died during this. But so did Ant-Man, the second Ant-Man. Nobody ever seems to really care that he died.
Well, he's the second. I mean, do you really give a rat's ass?
No, I didn't even care that Hawkeye died.
Yeah, well, I liked Hawkeye. Wasn't he an item with Mockingbird?
Yeah, I think he blew that one.
Did he?
Yeah, they were in fucking California.
Yeah.
You know, she was obviously...
Well, they were West Coast Avengers.
Yeah, exactly. He lost that.
That's bad. Bad move. Is that Tony Stark?
Yeah.
That's like new... Is that sort of new, like, Iron Man outfit?
Yeah, what's he addressing? The fucking United Nations?
Yeah, why would you... Yeah, it is. It really is UN. There's a symbol right there.
Hey, Tony, can you take off your battle armor?
Yeah, and don't cry.
Yeah, I mean, what if somebody walked in there, like, I'm from, you know, Uganda, and I have a fucking rifle strapped across my back?
Uganda? What the fuck is that?
It's out there.
Okay. Yeah, crawl in the bottle, back in the bottle, you fucking lush. And speaking of Uganda, there's a guy that looked like he might be from Uganda.
I think he's from Wakanda. Wakanda. Which is where Black Panther is from.
Oh. That's not a real country.
I doubt it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa, is this a subscription card in here?
Something's in there.
Jesus Christ. There's a Scarlet Bitch.
It's a bookmark, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, built-in bookmarks.
This is as far as you got?
Yeah.
Or?
We figure the average
that's
reader
is
going
to... ad.
Yeah, that's pretty weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very weird.
That happens sometimes.
There's that Martian guy.
He's great.
Martian Manhunter?
I love him.
That's why I got him confused with the Vision.
Why?
Because they look the same.
They don't look the same. What, because they're green? Everybody
yeah.
that's green looks the same to you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a racist thing to
say. Yeah, it is. It's true. Green oh, people look all the same to me. All
right, man. So anyway, they blew up the fucking Avengers.
Yeah. Who's they?
Oh, you don't know yet.
No, I'm looking. I don't see. There's another Quinjet coming into a... to rape the Avengers or what?
Oh, maybe the second one was a Quinjet? I don't know.
Yeah, they blew
oh,
it up
yeah,
again.
Oh, yeah, the Quinjet flies into there.
Oh, my God.
That's...
So the first one wasn't the Quinjet.
Mm,
how'd
no.
they steal a Quinjet?
Well, that you gotta keep reading to find out.
Well, I'm looking. Oh, that's the guy there, the alien Vision thing. He's melting.
Yeah, he dies. Yeah, Vision dies too. I forgot about that. Everybody dies, and everybody's all in an uprage over, I keep saying uprage, I don't even think that's a word.
It's not.
They're in an outrage over a Hawkeye, and you got Scott
Lang. Wait, there's Hawkeye right there.
Well, he didn't die yet.
Oh.
He,
so
he dies. Yeah, I spoiled.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, there's some spoilers.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Make sure you announce that before. You know.
Yeah, there's a spoiler. Ultron.
Yeah.
He's great.
A bunch of Ultrons.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot.
So there's not just he.
Go, Ultron Force!
Oh, so there's Hawkeye trying to defend against the... He's got these little arrows that look like they have the little sucker tips on them.
Hmm.
Yeah, they don't look like...
They're play
dangerous.
Arrows.
Yeah, they look like it. Maybe that's why they didn't really do anything.
Yeah.
No,
if they would, you know, the Avengers didn't trust him. They didn't give him real arrows.
That's possible.
Yeah.
He's stabbing an arrow into a guy. Okay, I see that. Is that the military involved now for some reason?
Well, yeah. I mean, somebody just flew a fucking jet into a New York City property.
Well,
the military better get involved.
They're not supposed to get involved on U.S. soil.
And what?
What's this, the National Guard?
What's the difference?
The U.S. military? I mean, they're, you know, the U.S.
Military is national. Or national
well, the
Guard
National
Guard is
part of the military, but the U.S. military really doesn't have any... have any right to act on U.S. soil. It had to take like a special act from the president in order to actually do something like that.
How do you know that that guy was not from the National Guard?
I don't. I'm just saying. You know, he must be. He'd have to be if in fact, he's taking action right now. So.
Well, maybe this is like, you know, I don't know. And this is neat because the She-Hulk goes almost into a Hulk-like rage.
Well, why shouldn't she? She's a She-Hulk.
No? Exactly.
She's crying. Do She-Hulks really cry? Regular Hulk doesn't cry.
He cried once.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Did he? What did he do? He stubbed his toe?
I think it was emotional pain.
Yeah. So, Hawkeye here is still alive.
He might not die for a couple issues.
Okay. Oh, Vision's definitely dead, though.
Yeah.
How does Scarlet Witch feel about that?
Scarlet Witch is the one who's doing all this shit.
Oh, Christ. Now you ruined it.
No, I didn't ruin it.
Yeah, you just...
I told you that before, man.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you told me earlier.
Well, I'm not going to tell
forgot.
You
I forgot. Avengers Assemble ad. Ooh. This Captain America tagging some of that Scarlet Witch action.
Scarlet Witch is pretty hot.
She gets around the Avengers? They just pass her around like that?
He thinks they keep her around. She can't do nothing. She makes up shit.
She makes up shit?
I don't know. You know what, man?
She's a liar? She's a liar.
She's... all women are liars.
Well, that's true. Yeah. To some extent. Yeah.
So, Avengers Disassembled, you know, Chapter 1, Avengers number 500. It's a little behind the times. What grade you giving it?
Well, it gets dinged for destroying the Avengers compound. I think that's just kind of stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets points for being an interesting story, at least. It looked kind of interesting. I don't like that they killed people off, but at the same time, I really didn't like the Vision that much. So, let's say a 5.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. I like the art, and I like the fact that a lot of Avengers died. I say 3 down, 50 to go.
50 Avengers?
I don't know how many.
Okay, well, fuck them anyway.
Fuck the Avengers.
Fuck the Avengers.
Fuck
the
Avengers. Okay, right about now we'd like to take some time out of our busy show schedule to offer our many fans an opportunity to win a valuable prize.
Yeah, definitely. I've heard this works for other podcasts, and I think it's a time for us to offer up something.
Now, as I said earlier, you think we should say who our inspiration was for this? Give him a little plug?
Give him a plug, yeah.
Okay, I know that both of us are huge fans. Did you ever actually listen to this?
No.
Okay. Well, I think you'd like it. There's a podcast called, damn, what the fuck's it called? Something about comics. Oh, White Noise Comic? No, not White Noise. It's a black guy that does it. Something Noise. Yeah, I think it's White Noise Comics.
Is that a racist thing?
Let me look it up. We're in front of the computer here. Comic Book Noise. Comic Book Noise. That's what it is. Not White Noise Comics.
Does he have a Z in it, or is it an S? A noise?
No, I don't know. You can spell it however you want. But
it's
anyway.
More urban if it's
yeah, yeah. It's more street cred.
Yeah.
Yeah, the comic book fans on the street. So he gave away a copy of Batman Forever on VHS to somebody who could answer some trivia questions. And that was a good idea.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, because...
Who doesn't want a free copy of something?
Yeah, it's free.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you might have had to pay postage and handling.
Well, you know what? I'm willing to front the postage and handling.
I think so, too. So...
show it to the microphone.
We are giving away... No, I'm sorry. We couldn't get a copy of Batman Forever. We did it one step better. Or two steps better.
Yeah.
A copy of the original Batman on VHS.
Which I hated.
You didn't like that?
I don't know.
No, you're supposed to build it up.
Okay. I hated it.
Okay. I was
mildly dissatisfied with it, if you want to be honest.
I was happy because it was a Batman movie, if I'm going to be honest. That's it. I mean, Tim Burton, I can take him or leave him.
But I like Tim Burton.
You like him?
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah, me too, but... You know, so to win this, what do they have to do?
Well, we never really discussed exactly what they'd have to do to do this. I think we need to come up with a good contest, maybe a single question that they'd have to answer.
Well, I'm thinking it's got to be something that you can answer by sitting down and typing in an email.
Okay, definitely.
We don't want them to have to work because let's face it, there's probably only four people listening. Right
yeah,
now.
And that's being optimistic.
Yeah. So, how about, you email us, like, why we should send it to you?
Yeah.
Because, let's face it, it's going to cost us $4.
Yeah.
Like, why should we shell out $4 to send you a videotape that you probably don't even want?
Yeah, and, I mean, granted, we will sign it.
Oh, we will?
Yeah, why not?
I'm not going to sign it.
I will.
Okay, he'll sign it, not me. I'll sign something on it.
Okay, post it.
Can I stamp it?
With what? A stamp?
Yeah, I'll go get a stamp.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to stamp it. He'll sign it. How about this? We'll personalize it.
The video or the package?
We'll write whatever they want us to write on it.
On the package?
Well, yeah, I guess
I'm
so.
Saying, like, we're not going to record over it or nothing. It's not going to be like us performing Batman or anything.
Oh, God, I hope they don't. Why'd you give them that idea?
Well, they're not going to want that, because we can't. We don't have the facilities to
Yeah,
do
we
that.
Can't do that. So don't ask for anything like that.
Yeah.
Maybe with a marker. I got some markers here. We could write on the box.
Yeah, exactly.
The bad news is they're non-permanent markers. They're dry erase.
Yeah.
So by the time you get it, maybe there might not.
Well, just unwrap it very carefully, please.
So the rule is, what?
Send us an email.
Yeah.
Tell us why you want this, why you deserve this more than... Say Rick, who is our only confirmed listener. Thank you, Rick. We appreciate the support.
Oh, wait, no, that's what we're doing. The best email, right?
Yeah.
And in right as of now, Rick's in the lead.
Well, true. He's the only one that sent us email.
Yeah. Well, Yahoo.group sent us some.
Did they?
Yeah, they invited us to join something.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And there was also something about Yahoo. Like, here's your new account.
Well, they can't win that because we don't know who the individual is.
I kind of liked it a little better than Rick's email.
Well, I mean...
We could find out.
Okay.
That's the least we can do.
All right.
You know,
you're right. In all fairness. I mean, it was an email.
But Rick's second email was pretty good, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so he's still in the lead.
Yeah, he is.
He's in the lead.
Okay. All right. So send us an email at thecomicbookhaters@yahoo.com, and this Batman VHS baby could be yours, right?
Definitely yours.
Okay.
Personalized.
And let me just fuck Tim Burton.
Fuck Warren Ellis.
Yeah, fuck him.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Haters. Make sure you get your entries and emails into thecomicbookhaters@yahoo.com. Be sure to check thecomicbookhaters.blogspot.com.